Hi, this is Nate.
And this is Zach.
And you're listening to Olympics Now, the podcast where we give you a quick overview of every Olympic sport leading up to the Olympics, so you know what to watch for. We'll be covering these events periodically with how they appear on the calendar. Today's sport we'll be going over is skateboarding. Let's break it down. Skateboarding will begin on July 27th, with other competition days being on July 28th and the 6th and 7th of August. The reason I specify competition days is that each event will be completed over the course of a single day, so these four dates are also the medal days for skateboarding. The venue for skateboarding will be at the Concorde Plaza in France, an outdoor venue at the heart of Paris, featuring several other outdoor events such as the 3-on-3 basketball and BMX biking. There will be four medals available for this sport, two for the skateboard park events and two for the skateboard street events. There will be 88 athletes competing across all events. So Zach, can you give us a bit of history for the sport and how exactly it works?
Yep, thanks Nate. Skateboarding is a fairly young sport compared to some of the other ones in the Olympics. It traces its roots back to the 1950s when surfers wanted to have something to do when the waves were low. It made its Olympic debut back in 2020, not too long ago, and will be appearing for the second time at this year's Games. Skateboarding is similar to other performing sports, where athletes will go through a course performing tricks and jumps, and are then judged based on the degree of difficulty, speed, and total movements of the jump in the park. There are two disciplines of skateboarding that are on display at the Olympics, park and street. Park skateboarding is a course that closely mirrors a standard skate park with varied bowls and hills. Skaters will build speed and do jumps while performing tricks in midair to score in this event. There will be three rounds of 45 seconds that each skater has to perform their tricks, after which they are scored based on their best run. Street skateboarding is a course that is meant to resemble a standard street, including stairs, handrails, and other objects. Skaters will go through two 45-second runs and perform a max of 5 tricks per run. They will then be ranked by their best run and their best 2 tricks.
All right, thanks for that background, Zach. Now, what does the format look like for the 2024 Olympics?
Well, the format's really interesting, as you mentioned previously, with each of the events occurring over a single day. And because of that, it's quite simple. For the park events, there's 22 skaters who begin each event. They will each go through the course 3 times, with the top run for each skater being used for the ranking. The top 8 skaters will advance to the finals, where they have the top 8 skaters will then advance to the finals, where they will then have their slates wiped clean, and each will do another 3 45-second runs, with the top run counting as their final score. The highest score then wins gold. For street skating events, there are similarly 22 skaters who will go through the street course twice and only allowed to perform a maximum of 5 tricks. They are ranked by their best run and their 2 best jumps, with the top 8 advancing to the finals. The final rounds will also feature skaters doing 2 runs and a max of 5 jumps, with the best run and 2 best jumps attributing to their final score. At the end of all the runs, the top score will win gold.
All right. Thanks, Zach. That was really helpful. So who are some of the big players in the sport, and what can we expect to see this year?
So we don't have a ton of historical information, but from last year's Olympics, Keegan Palmer of Australia won men's park, while Japan won the rest of the categories. Since it was created in the U.S., several American athletes are favorited, but it is truly a global phenomenon with major athletes across the world. For example, the favorite to win this year is last Olympics winner, Keegan Palmer from Australia. Meanwhile, in men's street, American Nijai Houston is favorited to win, with Japanese skaters Ginwu Onodera and Sora Shirai also favored to win. In women's park, fellow Australian Arisa True is favored to win, along with Sky Brown of Great Britain and Kokona Hiraki of Japan. For women's street, Liz Akama of Japan is favored to win, along with Raisa Leal of Brazil and Chloe Cavell of Australia.
All right, lots to look forward to in these games. Now, what do you think of this sport, and do you plan on watching it this year?
It's interesting to see skateboarding at the Olympics you know, probably 30 years ago, skating was really popular in the 90s with Tony Hawk and with the X Games coming out. And this is definitely a different vibe from that. Whereas the X Games and Tony Hawk, that was all about skating culture, doing things that were extreme. The Olympic Games bring a level of professionalism to the sport that show really how far skateboarding has gotten and, you know, really highlight a different style of skating as opposed to what you might see in Venice Beach. I will definitely watch. I was reading online that a lot of the skills that these guys are doing in the Olympics are very technical and very challenging. And after seeing some of it myself, I could really tell. I haven't skated a ton, but I can tell that what they're doing is challenging and entertaining. So I will definitely tune into it. I think it's very interesting. I think the limits that they put on the street skating is also very interesting and makes it intriguing. So I'll definitely check out that as well as the park. What about you?
Yeah, I think this is a really cool sport. I think that, you know, you hit the nail right on the head that it was a lot of, you know, very technical skills that are being done here. And I really, in looking further into this sport, I really like how street and park are differentiated and designed. I think they're really cool and kind of express the two sorts of disciplines with skating, how they have, you know, traditional skate parks as well as the general kind of culture of skating on the street and sort of replicating that here in the Olympics. I definitely will plan on watching these sports. I think this is a really cool sport to watch. It does give me a lot of the same sort of feelings as like when snowboarding was introduced into the Winter Olympics and how that has now grown to be such a big event. I have a feeling that skateboarding is going to be very similar. And the street skating events do remind me a lot of the freestyle snowboarding events that we see in the Winter Olympics. So I'll definitely be checking out those. So with all that, who are you predicting to bring home the gold for these events?
You know, honestly, I think that Australia is going to pick up 3 golds here. I think they're going to win men's park. I think they're going to win women's park and women's street. I think men's street will be won by Sora Shirai of Japan. What about you?
Yeah, I am a little different here. So I do think that park is going to be won by Australia and Japan will be won by street. But I actually have the U.S. to win the women's street and Australia to win the women's park. I think that Japan has actually lost a few of their key skaters while still very good for the women's park. I don't think that they'll be up there, and I think that leaves a lot of opportunity for some of the U.S. women's skaters to show off. Well, that is all the time we have for today. We'll be here tomorrow for more sports on Olympics Now.